Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Investors have to deal with the results of another down day on Wall Street. With the Dow losing another 204 points on Tuesday, Wall Street's losing streak was extended to 6 days. UBS Floor Operations Director Art Cashin says the market is mostly reacting to a slowdown in the Chinese economy.
The Central Bank of China has cut rates and they've lowered reserve requirements. That won't directly do too much for the market, but hopefully it might do something for their economy.
In Wednesday trading in Asia, shares are mostly lower. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Fox News are at it again.
Donald Trump is picking on TV news anchor Megyn Kelly again. Her boss says the Republican presidential contender needs to apologize. When Kelly returned from a vacation Monday, Trump tweeted that he liked her show better when she was away. He retweeted another message calling her a bimbo. After Trump had complained bitterly about Kelly's questions to him during a debate 3 weeks ago, including the blood from wherever remark, he and Fox News chairman Roger Ailes had a conversation in which Trump said Ailes promised him better treatment. Now Ailes says the network is proud of Kelly in the face of what he called Trump's crude and irresponsible attacks. Warren Levinson, New York.
And Tuesday night, Trump had a Univision anchor taken out of an Iowa news conference.
Go back to Univision. Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
Trump interrupted Jorge Ramos after he stood up and started asking a question about immigration, saying he hadn't called on Ramos. One of the three Americans who helped stop a terror attack on a high-speed train in Europe is back in California. Anthony Sadler arriving at Sacramento International Airport with his parents. The Weather Watch in the Atlantic is focused on Tropical Storm Erica, which is headed toward the Leeward Islands. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are now under a tropical storm watch. This is AP Radio News. Police say a 14-year-old boy held other students and a teacher at gunpoint in a West Virginia high school classroom for several hours before he released them and surrendered. AP correspondent Jonathan Matisse reports from the town of Philippi.
The Barber County school superintendent said that the student had been holding a gun pointed at the teacher in that classroom. And some of the students in the classroom, there are 29 students in that classroom, there were some students that were changing classes at that point, they were told not to come into that classroom immediately.
The suspect was taken to a hospital for evaluation. New Jersey strikes out again in efforts to legally offer sports betting. More from AP correspondent Wayne Perry.
The state was hoping a federal appeals court would overturn a federal ban on sports betting, which New Jersey has been trying to get overturned since 2009. The appeals court ruled against New Jersey.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.